Good morning. 6:30 a.m. on August the 6th, apparently. Tuesday morning. I'm having a heck of a time figuring out what day it is because I'm just hammering tongs all the time, it seems, which is good. I'm enjoying this greatly. Welcome to all the Dog Days of Podcasting people. Apparently, we're supposed to be putting out custom content for this feed, and ignoring our regular listeners, I guess. I don't know. I'm not exactly sure. One of the other podcasters was surprised that some of us were putting out our regular podcast. So I thought that was sort of the idea, to put out a podcast every day. And since, for me, the goal is to put out a podcast every day, so far... Usually I lose one on the weekend, or sometimes two, but I've got a couple of different challenges going. One is this 30 days of podcasting, the Dog Days of Podcasting challenge, publish a podcast every day. The other is the Hobbiton to Rivendell walk. I think today I'll be going past mile 18. On my way from Hobbiton to Rivendell, so that's kind of fun. There are a lot of people who are going a lot faster, but I only do 2 miles a day, so yeah, that's gonna be pretty regular. Anybody who misses a day or falls behind or doesn't do their walk, I might catch up with them. Tortoise and the hare time, and I'm the tortoise in this case. So if you haven't checked out the Dog Days of Podcasting, Google it. I'll see if I can remember to put the link to the consolidated feed. Now, everybody's feed is put together over in one master feed over on Dog Days Podcasting. Good morning. And get out of the way of the truck. And it's a good way to get introduced to some different voices if you're looking for something new to listen to. It's an eclectic bunch, just judging from the Google circle that I saw. A few names that I know, Megan Enlow. To be honest, I didn't really recognize anything other than Slusher. And Dog Days of Podcasting. One a day. Dave Slusher's podcasting about his life as a fan, which actually sounds pretty interesting. So if I had any time to listen to podcasts, I probably would be listening to that one. It's one of the problems. I don't have a 30-minute commute anymore. I don't have an hour-long commute anymore. And since I use up half of the 40 minutes talking, only leaves about 17 minutes, which, by the way, I had a good time in the first half this morning. I forget now what it was, but it was a good time. 16 and a half, maybe. Anyway. So yesterday was way too much refreshing the sales page, but also going through and trying to follow up on all of the books that are stuck in publish. Captain Share finally cleared on Nook. I think I mentioned that yesterday. But it has not yet cleared on Kobo, which irritates me because now it appears that I have two books stuck in publish on Kobo. And I'm beginning to detect a pattern. Good morning. I may have to do something rash, like Google or something. I can't get it to stop publishing so that I could, like, do anything to it. It just won't work. Later this morning, I have a dental appointment. It's my 4 month cleaning. Go. I have to confess, I've been terrible with my oral hygiene the last 4 months. I'm going to pay for that. Oh well. So it goes. At the most dangerous intersection this morning. That's good. I've made up for it because there's been traffic in every other intersection I've come by, I think, this morning. So, yeah. So, in addition to that, I did get several typo reports. Most of them were repeats. So, that makes me feel good because that means it was really only, I don't think there were maybe a dozen total. I got the same three or four near the beginning of the book, and it's been a couple later on, but I think what that means is that we did a good job going through and finding most of them in the 160 pages of edits that came back. Yikes. So, in addition to working on edits and getting the book re-uploaded to the various channels, I still haven't uploaded it to iBookstore yet to draft to digital. I'm going to go with them and see how it works out. The iBookstore is notoriously slow, so I don't know. First three books are up there. I'm waiting for them to clear, and I'll start with Double and Captains. There we go. The long eastward reach. For the dog days people, there are two long straight stretches in my walk every morning. This one is 4/10 of a mile. The other one is 1/2 mile. They run in opposite directions. One is right alongside the road, and I'm walking during that mile, so I don't talk during that mile. And this one is back in the neighborhood, so it tends to be a little quieter, which is why I walk in the direction that I walk and my daily loop around the neighborhood. Lovely morning. It's not quite overcast. There's a lot of clouds, partly cloudy. There's blue sky through some lacy white up there, but it's mostly cloudy. Monkpole. Oh, the Monkpole is a reference to the television show Monk, where he can't walk by posts, pocket meters, anything that sticks up from the ground without touching them because of his OCD. And I have a conference friend, and I started doing that once at a conference. Every time we walked by something, I would have to touch it. because we were both fans of Monk. And it got to be quite a joke. So there's a post, one of those anti-vehicle posts in the middle of a wide sidewalk to keep cars from driving down the sidewalk. And so I slap that reflector every morning going by. It's the Monk pole. It's a handy timing device too. If I ever get to the point where I want to see, you know, what my times were, how things change, where I walk fast or slow, you can tell because I start at almost the same place every day. And hiking along, I slap the post. I don't know if you can actually hear it, to tell you the truth. Anyway, it's a marker for me to say, okay, you're a third of the way back from where you started talking. That's roughly a third of a mile from the stop sign where I press record. So yeah, I was still going around with people on social media, on Google Plus, talking about social media. Twitter is a waste of time. It's a horrible thing to do. I don't understand how people, you know, it's just filled with brain dead marketers. What can anybody do with it? It's like, well, first, turn off the marketers. It never ceases to amaze me that the simple, putting the control in the hands of the people who get the content, why this is such an odd idea. Look, there are people who are on your time stream who are putting out content you don't want to see, so turn them off. It's really simple. It's really straightforward. It's really kind of dumb that people complain about all the marketers who are on Twitter. Turn them off. Good morning. I think I came by that guy earlier in his run. He's out here yesterday. He's a familiar face, anyway. I mean, that's the nature of social media. That's the nature of Twitter. It's the nature of Facebook. It's the nature of Google Plus. If you don't like the content, don't subscribe to it. That's why RSS readers are so powerful. Because you get to subscribe to the content you want to see from the people you want to see. And if somebody starts publishing content you don't want to see, you unsubscribe. It's very simple. It works very, very well. Oh, I'm walking, I'm not talking. There's so much going on. Holy crap. I need to get these books formatted. I need to get them out of here. I need to get them off my desk because there's stuff I want to write. There's stuff I want to get going on. And, I forgot to deal with that contract yesterday, too. I think I mentioned it, that I've got a foreign rights agent who's going to represent me for foreign rights sales. I was supposed to have printed out and initialed and signed the contract and sent it back to her yesterday. Okay. Okay, well. I gotta get that done today. Oh, that's interesting. The city seems to have come along and scraped the crud off the sidewalk here. Remember yesterday I was walking by, and or the other day, I guess it was Sunday, talking about how much crud had overflowed onto the sidewalk. It was a lot. And the city has apparently fixed that. Gorgeous blue, holy cow. There's a, I've talked about cloudscapes before. There are very, we run two extremes here for the most part. It's unusual to get a good cloudscape going. It's either clear, no clouds, or overcast. It's very rare that you have anything in between. But we've got some mare's tails off to the north. I've got some, a lot of high cirrus clouds off to the north. To the south, there are some cumulus. There's a cloud deck heading off down to the southeast. And it flows all the way in from the southwest, all the way across the southern horizon. It's a beautiful morning, though, because in between and this lacy layer of cirrus clouds, there's this gorgeous blue sky. Dog days of summer indeed. Holy moly. Grass is still pretty green. Having green grass at this time of year, for I have to say, is unusual. $17.25 on the back half this morning. So that means, yeah, I was 16 minutes and a bit on the front half. Maybe 15. I wasn't listening because I was trying to get the Pandora shut off so I could start recording. Oh, my sprinklers are on. Shoot. Well, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.